Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris talked about the fact that Josh Allen didn't throw the amount of screen passes that Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield throw. Jeff Schwartz, who's been a guest on the show in the past, apparently, I don't know when he did it, but we saw it a little bit ago, took a shot at Chris and said basically that it wasn't true. And now Chris is coming on to kind of he said it was a lazy take. That's what Jeff Schwartz said. It was a lazy take that the numbers don't bear out what Chris was saying. And so now Chris returns with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to defend himself against Jeff Schwartz's comments. Chris, how you doing? Welcome back.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on the Jeep Dodge, what is it there,
hotline? The North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
All right, good. There you go. Listen, hey, I've been around Jeff before. Jeff's a good dude. I mean, I see Dan Orlovsky with his little clapping emoji underneath Jeff Schwartz saying, this is the world we live in. Yeah, I go on your radio station. I don't go on social media, but I work for Bleacher Report, so everybody shows me what's being said.
Sure.
And that was my issue, the lazy take thing. Come on. That's where I couldn't let it fly. First of all, he's missing the point. Yards per attempt is not what we were talking about.
That's true.
What does that have to do with what we were talking about?
You're right.
What is that? So this day of, like, you know, misinformation, here we go. So stop tweeting Jeff Schwartz and watch the film. Yards, you could throw the ball 50-yard bombs in a row, and you complete one of them, and you have a 1 yard per attempt, average. So that means nothing. The point of the conversation was the completion percentage and the inaccuracy. And my point was that Sam Darnold threw Baker Mayfield threw four times the amount of screens Josh Allen does. I know that. Baker Mayfield threw four times the amount of screens as Josh Allen.
Right.
Sam Darnold threw over twice as much. If Josh Allen got the opportunities to throw all those screens, he's going to have 10-plus more completion percentage points. And we're going to go, oh, he's a 66% thrower. This guy's pretty good. So he didn't have the luxury of that. And if you broke it down even farther, the majority of Josh Allen's screens came in the first game of the year against the Iowa Hawkeyes, where they were a completely overmatched football team. So, I had a problem with that. Sorry, I had to come back on.
That's all
but
good.
That's,
we like it.
That's missing the point and not even talking. It's taking something out of context in a bullcrap way. So, yeah, I just want to say, Jeff and Dan Orlovsky, stop tweeting and listen. Listen.
Why are these guys hating on you, Chris?
Yeah, I know. It's messed
I don't
up.
Know either. I know. And you know what? They can hate on me all they want, but don't call me lazy because I am, like, a freak as far as work goes. So I don't want to hear that.
Well, I saw this one thing I was going to read to you, and I'm curious your thing on this because I got it sent to me. We talk about the yards per attempt, all this stuff. So this is a quote from an article that quotes ESPN stats and information. It said that Darnold, Mayfield, Rosen Allen threw a higher percentage of short passes than Darnold, Mayfield, and Rosen. According to ESPN stats and info, 30% of his attempts traveled 0 to 5 yards in the air.
Yeah, I mean, you listen, again, I didn't sit here and chart all of this. Does he have a lot of throws that he throws 6 yard hitches? Sure, down the outside. It's the same offense I watched with Carson Wentz, though. It's an aggressive down-the-field throwing system. And at times, yes, when you throw the ball down the field more, you're going to miss more receivers, certainly. I think we can all agree on that. And what happens, too, is, okay, yeah, they look downfield, and then he comes down to the dump-off or whatever it means. But what I just look at it is not necessarily – listen, I know Josh Allen throws the ball short, too, and he can certainly improve on that. Those are things that, you know, like we said, there's no slam-dunk guy in this conversation. But I'm just saying the amount of designed, easy completions – that were thrown not 0 to 5 yards, were thrown -2 and -3 yards,
right,
is a big talking point. That was my only argument.
Yeah. And Chris, and listen, I watched a lot of the tape too, the coaching tape, and that offense is totally different than what you see from from Darnold and Baker. I mean, these all bubble screens and now passes and bear passes and things. You're not seeing that from Allen, even though some of these stats, yards per attempt, and that ESPN stat that I read to you, I just kind of know what my eyes tell me, and I'm kind of with you to some degree. But even though these stats do kind of, argue against us.
Well, yeah, sure, okay, but 0 to 5 yards, that's a different thing than the screen game altogether, right?
Right,
and
you
a lot
did
of
specify
when you
screen
no
game,
when you have no pass protection and nobody wide open down the field, then you're going to lead you to go, let me throw my short underneath route at those times. So, again, yes, it was a different offense. And, again, I would like to make this clear because I really like all five of these quarterbacks. I just don't think any of them are a slam dunk. They all have little issues, and I just don't like when, one quarterback gets the benefit of some other conversation and then another quarterback doesn't have to deal with it. That's what drives me crazy at times when I hear people go, USC was so outmatched in that Ohio State and Notre Dame game. It's hard to blame it on Sam Darnold. But yet I don't get the same excuse for Lamar Jackson when he plays Clemson.
Right.
That's all I'm trying to do is just set it all straight.
And I think, Chris, that actually in this whole process, I think there's been less apologies made for Lamar Jackson than anybody else, because I think you could clearly argue that if you look at the difference between talent around the guy versus talent they're playing, the biggest disparity was probably Lamar Jackson.
I agreed. I mean, it was a tough. We're not talking about anybody in Louisville coming out in the draft on the offensive side of the ball, except a left tackle that's probably going to be a mid-round pick. But yes, agree with you. Hey, Lamar Jackson, that's the jumping off point for me right there too, because again, Lamar Jackson, yes, certainly a little raw. I understand that, but he was in the most complex offense out of all of them coming from Bobby Petrino.
Right.
So he got to do a lot of the things you see professional quarterbacks do. I was very impressed with some of the things he does in pocket. Does he have to polish up some of the throwing? Certainly, yes, but he's a natural thrower of the football. When you get out of the college football and there's no more 20-hour rule and you're around NFL coaches who are on you every day, I think those mechanics improve. And to your point even more, I mean, we've all been watching college football the last 2 years. The ACC's pretty good, and every game I've ever watched Lamar Jackson playing, he's been the best player on the field, so that has to count for something.
Can we get you in a fight with Ross Tucker, too? Because Ross came on earlier, and he has Darnold the number one pick. You have him as his first quarterback. You have him as the fifth quarterback. It's crazy to think that we could have this much.
Is just a lot of difference of opinion.
Right? It's crazy.
I'm not mad at anybody for having the opinions. I'm really not, because it really is. It is a crazy year. Like, when I watched Carson Wentz and Jared Goff in those years, that was like, it was over for right away for me. And I think it really was over for a lot of people, except for like the Rams and maybe one or two other teams, really. But yeah, guys like Wentz or Goff, slam dunks, even Patrick Mahomes from last year. You turned on the film, I was like, there's nothing wrong with this guy. There's nothing to say negative. This year, like we talked about, there's all very amazing qualities about him, but they all have one flaw that's alarming. And I think that's just why everybody's all over the place in this. And I talked friends in the NFL that I have, friends, coaches, it's all over the place with them too. So this is not just us media guys and other ex-players.
Chris, I'm still going down on the ship with Geno Smith. That was my sort of miss. Are you still going down with Tom Savage?
Well, you're right. Well, I feel like I was
Brandon
right about
Weeden.
Tom Savage.
I love Brandon Weeden. That was my guy.
Okay, yes. I went on Tom Savage a few years ago just to go, listen, this is a guy everybody's missing on. He got his chance, he blew it, and it's over now. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be relegated to backup football. But yes, again, scouting is not perfect, guys, right? I mean, if Bill Belichick can miss on players, then damn it, Chris Sims can too.
Hey, Chris, I say it all the time, because we all are so passionate about the guys we like. We're all of us, whether we played the game or we're doing radio for a living or whatever it may be. And in the end, this is just one elaborate guessing game, because as you say, the best GMs get it wrong probably half the time, at least, right? We're all guessing, with some of us more educated guess than others, but ultimately we have no idea. You could tell me that Allen or Rosen or Mayfield or Darnold or Jackson, that any of the five is going to end up being the best quarterback, who the hell knows?
Yeah, I know. Who the hell knows? And a lot of it's going to depend on the team they go to, the support system they have, and the offensive coordinator, and can they build plays and an offense around them that fits their skill set. So you're exactly right. And listen, I don't mean to take any more of your time.
No,
guys.
I'm going to wrap it up. But I think to wrap it all up, Chris was talking specifically about screen passes. Jeff took the comments from Chris out of context. Chris is a good dude. Jeff's a good dude. We had them both on. Chris,
I know. Just don't call me lazy, Jeff.
Lazy was not
the lazy thing.
That was uncalled for. That was no reason to call you lazy. That was not right. We could disagree without calling names.
Yeah. Chris, how much better a quarterback are you than Dan Orlovsky?
Oh, I'll start a real feud. Oh, way better than him.
Yeah.
Way better.
That's right.
No, I don't know about that. Dan had a good career. Of course, I mean, he's always going to be famous for that one play up in Green Bay. I mean, that's the way it goes. But I'm going to be famous for losing an organ on the field. So, you know, just get over it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's great.
Chris, we appreciate it, man.
Chris, appreciate
it. Be good, guys.
All
have
right,
a good
man.
Day.
There you go. Chris Sims.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.